CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Hey, I'm Laura Western, host of The Reminder. Tune in every second Tuesday at noon, where I broadcast you live from the University of Winnipeg campus. Listen in for a variety of music ranging from alternative, indie, some folk, old country, classic rock, maybe some singer-songwriter, and everything in between. Hope you like good music.
You take good care of your car. You wash it, maintain it, protect it. But when was the last time you measured your tire pressure? Take care of your tires. It'll mean a safer ride, greater fuel efficiency, and reduced environmental pollution. Be tire smart. Be tire smart. Measure your tire pressure monthly. For more information, visit betiresmart.ca. A message from your local participating tire dealer.
Listening to Engaged, a presentation of the UWSA, where your student union updates you on events, activities, and student issues.
Good morning.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Engage with FM 95.9, your go-to podcast for meaningful conversations and impactful stories. I'm your host, Chavi Dheer, Vice President of External Affairs at the University of Winnipeg Students Association, and I'm so excited to be back. Did you all miss me? I think you should say yes. Shout out to our hardworking producers, Kiwi and Nishchal. I'm so happy we just got upgraded to cooler mics that you will be able to see on our Instagram posts. This episode is a special one because we're celebrating Human Rights Day, which is on Tuesday, December 10th. It's a time to reflect on the rights that unite us as human beings, the progress we've made, and the challenges we still face. And I have the perfect guests to help us dive into these topics, Cass and Pilar. Did I pronounce your name right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
No worries.
From the Global College Student Advisory Circle, aka GCSAC for short, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This student-led group is part of the Human Rights Department and is doing incredible work locally and globally to promote human rights. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
So we're going to just do an introduction here. Can I have Cass to introduce herself first?
Sure. My name is Cass, she, her. I'm a second-year human rights student and one of three co-chairs of the GCSAC student group.
Woohoo!
Yay!
And next we have...
I'm Pilar. I also use she, her pronouns. I'm a second year university student doing human rights and history, and I'm also one of three co-chairs for GCSAC this year.
Wonderful. Welcome to the show. So before we get into the big topics, I'd love our listeners to learn more about GCSAC. Can you tell us what the group does and what its main goals are?
Sure. You can. So the student group is mostly combined of human rights students and majors. However, we have a really unique group of students that are from a lot of different other mm-hmm. faculties. The student group is working together on raising awareness on different human rights causes with campaigns. We volunteer at local initiatives and different organizations. What else?
We do a lot of different drives. Mm-hmm. We've done food drives, winter clothing drives. Just recently we did like a Halloween swap, clothing Ooh. Swap, and then we donated the rest to the Women's Health Clinic.
That is amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Marnie for that one.
Yeah.
We also have done many different fundraisers. And yeah, together we work in many different ways. We meet 2 times a month. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's snackies. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to get together with like-minded individuals and mm-hmm. put our action into a lot of the things that we're learning in mm-hmm. our studies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Now, I know many of our listeners are students who might be interested in getting involved. What opportunities does GCSAC offer for students, and how can you be a member of GCSAC?
So a big part of our group, and I think what we value probably the most, is how collaborative it is. It's not, even though we're co-chairs, it's not like we're completely leading the entire group. Actually, mm-hmm. I feel like the group kind of leads us more into what we want to do next for our project.
Grouplet, that's yeah, amazing.
And we work with kind of everyone's interests. We give them a space where if there are certain issues, human rights issues, that they're wanting to kind of exemplify and work, there's a specific issue that they want to work mm-hmm. on, we kind of allow them the space to do that within our group. If you're interested, anyone listening interested at all, you can follow us on Instagram at GCSAC, that's GCSAC. And I think another important Instagram account to look at is the UW Global College, to just be aware and kind of like kept up on whatever's going on around Global College mm-hmm. and human rights issues.
Thank you for sharing that. It's inspiring that it's actually a student-led group because, you know, every year something or the other is changing. So we actually need initiatives that actually student wants. So like having a structure around that, it's just wonderful. Mm-hmm. So all these students, do check it out. Follow them on Instagram, and you all are always welcome to their student group events, yes, and always. Even like if you want to be a part of their student group. Now let's get into the heart of today's conversation, which is about human rights. Let's start with the basics. What does human rights mean to you? And okay, these are too many questions at once, mm-hmm. so I'll try to say as low as possible. What does human rights mean to you, and why are these human rights so vital in today's world? And I know, like, these are too many questions at once. But also, if you could tell me one of your favorite inspiring movements from past.
Yeah, it is such a big question. And, like, so many thoughts are popping up as I'm thinking about it. But human rights to me, and maybe human rights from that perspective, is laws and rights that we have simply because we're human beings. Mm-hmm. It's about equality and equity, and about really and truly honing in on different ways that we've been oppressed in different areas over mm-hmm. time, and building a world where that doesn't exist. Yeah. But it's also something that is still a challenge, and there's many things that are still happening. So, you know, human rights belong to all of us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What about you, Pilar?
I think Cass did a really good job of kind mm-hmm. of explaining what human rights are and how, as people, we embody them, how we have them. I think a big part of it as well is recognizing that everyone has human rights. That's something, like, mm-hmm. that was such an interesting point I learned from in one of my classes. It's like a big part of the way that human rights are allowed to function and exist is literally recognizing that everyone is your equal and everyone has human rights. That's the only way, really, that we're able mm-hmm. to, like, allow for them to exist.
Mm-hmm. Irrespective of their gender, irrespective yes. of their color, everybody correct. Has their human rights.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which is not biased, which is equal for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Right. It seems simple.
So what were one of the past movements that you could think of that you think is really inspiring to see?
Oh, there's so many. Yeah. There's so much that's happening. But I think something that, like, within the inner city is the search of the landfills and mm-hmm. being able to actually see that movement happening and it coming to fruition, and the ways that that was really moved by community and... yeah, I think it's a really important part of, like, women, not only women's rights, but also Indigenous rights and, yes. Our right to find our family members.
Mm-hmm. I think, yeah. Mm. What about you, Pilar?
To build off of Cass a little bit with women's rights, the first one that popped into my head was the Me Too movement,
mm.
which
yes.
is, like, such a, yeah. I mean, that's such, like, a big human rights feminist true. Movement that I feel like, I don't even know how old I was when that, like, came about. I was pretty young. But I think that, like, probably was the first seed in me that mm-hmm. I was like, whoa, guys, human yeah, rights yeah, are important. Yeah. Like, there's stuff going on here.
Right.
Yeah. probably that
I was the first one. I met one of my friend. She was an exchange program student here from France, and she introduced me to the song Balance Ton Quoi. Mm-hmm. I'm butchering the name. but it's an amazing song. I think it came out during Me Too movement, and it just shows, like, the video shows, like, how women in different fields are sexualized, or women in corporate world specifically, how they are having a hard time to make the space for them to be recognized for their work, not for their beauty. Mm-hmm. And even, like, it's okay to have, you know, body hair. Body hair makes us human. I loved that video. I don't know, like, I connected to the video on another level that, yes, like, this is actually what it was about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think that was amazing. I just wanted to, you know, put it out there. Yeah. And thank you. Shout out to my friend for introducing that music to me.
Yeah, so cool.
As a student, what are some of the issues that you would say that needs to be worked on and advocated for, which is, like, being overlooked right now?
Mm. You want to go ahead? Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
This one is definitely a bigger issue. I'm thinking less within Winnipeg right now and more, like, globally, mm-hmm. just with, like, the classes that I was taking this past term. But the refugee crisis, the global refugee crisis right now is something that is, like, so on top of my mind. I mean, I've just had to write a paper about the Syrian refugee crisis. Mm. And unfortunately, I didn't know too much about mm-hmm. refugee crises at all around the world prior to taking this class. Mm. I feel really grateful that I was able to take this class and kind mm-hmm. of be so aware of it. It's just, like, the most, like, unimaginable, really, for me, issue right now. One of the most unimaginable issues for me because of how massive it is. Mm-hmm. And, like, in thinking about what our country is doing and what it's doing, what it isn't doing, that's a whole other conversation as well. Mm-hmm. So that one's my kind of...
Yeah, you know. That's a big one.
Yeah. What about you, Cass?
I would say this term for me as well, I was taking a lot of classes that were about poverty and law. Mm-hmm. And I think it's no secret, not only locally, but also globally, like the unhoused issues and encampments that are growing. And I was reading an article as well about vacant fires that are happening around the city and a lot of spaces that are being used. Like, I think that our right to housing is mm-hmm. something that's a really big visible issue in the inner city and everywhere, honestly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, truly. There are many issues, but if I have to talk about specifically from a student aspect or from a student of U of W, I would say the major issue that we face is the lack of lack of having that accessibility needs met here. Even though it's 2024, I think most of the people doesn't recognize that there are a lot of disabilities, visible, non-visible, which requires different type of learning. There are many learning disabilities, and we cannot overlook that. Mm-hmm. We need a system which is, like, giving the people that opportunity to thrive in their own way.
Yeah. Mm.
Because, you know, I know that everybody is different. I know that the course should remain equal. But having those practices incorporated, it's something that I would look forward to. I think I've been actively advocating for international students' rights as well. There was a policy introduced last year about... distant learning, which is totally agreeable, okay, it's fine. But what about the online learning? They have put a limit on online learning when it comes to international students, that you can take only limited classes online. And you know, at U of W, most of our classes are online.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah, and this just like added a barrier towards, like, international students, even though it's a required course and it's online, and the university has been, like, helpful that they could provide a letter, but there's no guarantee,
right.
You know, like, there's always that part. The sense of security is, like, poof, vanished.
Yeah.
It's like all of a sudden, every day, without any warning, there are new policies being introduced without actually consulting. Some of the policies, yes, we do need it.
Mm.
But you also need to understand that these are the students who left their families,
right.
traveled thousands of miles, came over here. Most of them are living alone.
Mm-hmm.
And having that pressure of changing policies, keeping up with them, how much impact can it have on their mental health?
Yeah, wow, totally.
Like, international students are humans too.
Exactly.
Yeah, they are. And it's bringing up so many different stories that I've heard from different international friends,
mm-hmm.
of like, yeah, policies that make it so limiting and so difficult, and not only adding like the ways that it's like four times the cost for you to
exactly.
be here and you're leaving your family.
Yeah.
So yeah, we got it. Those are things that we would love to like fight for and create campaigns,
mm-hmm.
or like, yeah, we need to come together and make letters and
yeah,
all of those things.
Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Also, just in usual, if we talk about the inner city, there has been increase. I know that inflation is going around. I know I'm taking a turn on the topic from students to inner city now.
Right.
But it just feels like that if you look at the years, I came here in 2021. And if you look at the years passed by, it just seems like the homelessness crisis have increased,
mm-hmm.
not decreased.
Right.
Yeah. And that means that there is a systematic barrier to it, which is preventing to have that
mm-hmm.
housing opportunities.
Yep.
And there are many contributing factors. Like we were discussing in one of our community advocacy classes that some of the unique barriers that,
mm-hmm.
you know, in 1980s, I don't know if you guys know,
mm-hmm.
but because of the moral psychology, which means everybody should be treated equally,
yeah.
Many of the mental asylums were closed, which is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But what were the next steps taken?
Right.
What about the people who were living over there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some probably got in some of the housing, but what about the others?
Right.
Yeah, there's like this gap or gray area,
yeah.
as well. And I think it's some of those policies that make it really limiting, right?
Uh-huh.
Disabilities have to be visible. They have to like...
Exactly.
Yeah, so many factors that leave a lot of people out. That's wild.
Yeah, and I think if we go back to... I'm going to go back to school a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Coming to university is such a privilege.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, I feel like it's a little bit like exclusive. And so if we're going to go back to, sorry, I'm going back to the
yeah.
kind of accessibility, like the lack of accessibility services, like international students, for example, have come all the way here. And
yes.
it's like, you're being limited. Why are we being limited? You've paid all this money. Even domestic students who need accessibility services, you've
mm-hmm.
paid all this money to come
yes.
to school here.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have the right services. So then how is that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that is such a...
I always, every time when students are coming to UWSA
mm-hmm.
to be like, why didn't you work over it? Why didn't you work over that? We cannot work over the things which are not communicated. We
right.
need to work together if
yeah.
we actually want to bring change on campus.
Mm-hmm.
For example, there's no sensory room that I can think of on campus.
True.
Can you think of that?
Sorry, what?
Sensory
a sensory room.
Oh, no. I don't think
there are so
one.
Many
no.
people with sensory issues.
Totally.
And we don't have a room, a safe space for that.
Mm-hmm.
And there are like so many issues that if... you guys are bringing forward, which is lovely, then we can advocate. But we need to put our voices together because, you know, the more the merrier.
Of course.
It makes an impact when you're together. That's what
yeah.
creates a movement, when everybody
mm-hmm.
comes in together and have the same vision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so true. It sounds like it's so simple, and it takes a lot of work and a lot
mm-hmm.
of like patience in doing those things, but worth it. Like these
yeah.
are how these changes are made
exactly.
and how things stick so that
mm-hmm.
we can all yeah see that difference. I'm getting inspired.
Yeah. And the thing about too, like coming together and having dialogue about all these issues that we want change on, is I think we need to be aware that surrounding the human rights issues and stuff, if the change starts now, we want to make it a point for it to be available to the next
mm-hmm.
group of people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people are like, we want change now and we want it for us.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's not how it works.
Yeah,
yes.
True.
If we want change, we want reform, like we'll work through it and then we might not experience it, but then we have allowed
mm-hmm.
so many more people.
Exactly.
Right,
you know,
paving
to
the way.
Have, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know, like, I feel bad when I tell people that for bringing a reform, you need to have patience.
Mm-hmm.
It is true. That is how I know that the system is not fast. The system can be corrupted. Mm-hmm. The system can be slow. It takes time to have those reforms. It, in an ideal world, it would have been preferred that the process was faster and we were getting things done fast. But that is not ideally how things work. There are so many applications, there are so many discussions with different parties, and then that's when reform happened. So instead of looking for blame, have patience and put in your energy, put in your effort that is needed by you instead of blaming, because blaming is easier than actually standing up for your right.
True.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's so true. It's bringing up so many different thoughts, but like, I think for all of us, the revolution starts with rest, you know, and like that patience is a key part of it. We did a workshop with the students, the student group, like, what was it, a couple weeks ago on trauma-informed care. And it was really about taking care of ourselves so that we can better show up and take care of everyone. And it, you really need a clear mind and a clear heart when you're coming in with these like really strong thoughts for change, actions for change.
Ils parlent tous comme des animaux de toutes les chattes. Ça parle mal 2018. Je sais pas ce qu'il te faut, mais je suis plus qu'un animal. J'ai vu que le rap est à la mode et qu'il mange mieux quand il est sale. Bah faudrait peut-être casser les codes d'une fille qui l'ouvre, ce serait normal. Balance ton quoi. Même si tu parles mal des filles, je sais qu'au fond t'as compris. Balance ton quoi. Un jour peut-être ça changera. Balance ton quoi. Donc laisse-moi te chanter. Parler te faire en moi je passerai pas à la radio. Parce que mes mots sont pas très beaux. Belle, t'es pas si bête. Pour une fille drôle, t'es pas si laide. Tes parents et ton frère, ça aide. Oh, tu parles de moi. C'est quoi ton problème? J'ai écrit rien que pour toi le plus beau des poèmes. Laisse-moi te chanter. Allez te faire en oui, je serai poli pour la télé. Mais va te faire. Peut-être ça changera. Y'a plus de respect dans la rue. Tu sais très bien quand t'abuses. Balance ton quoi. Balance ton quoi.
Est-ce que c'est bien le cas pour tout le monde?
Pardon, moi je reviens juste sur un point qui est pas forcément hyper limpide. C'est juste que quand une fille dit non, j'ai l'impression quand même que souvent ça sous-entend que c'est...
Que c'est non.
Non. D'accord. Ah ouais, là faut bien, c'est pas si simple, faut bien choper le truc, hein.
Moi ce que j'ai compris, en fait,
pardon, c'est que je te coupe. Ouais, je te coupe. C'est juste parce que il y a un deuxième point, c'est que quand une fille dort, on sait pas, du coup, si on peut, si on peut pas. Et du coup, je me dis, peut-être que dans le doute, on peut tenter.
Non, la laisser dormir. Si elle dort, tu la laisses dormir.
Eh oui. Eh ben oui, ok, d'accord.
Et pas penser qu'on peut imposer notre désir, vous aviez dit.
Ouais, très bien, Tobias. Après, c'est pas la peine de crier, mais c'est super.
Pas la peine de crier, parce que comme on est tous là, on entend très bien.
Oui, des petites remarques, toujours.
Quoi? C'est un problème?
Non, si tu fais toujours des petites remarques, voilà. Et... Tu ferais mieux d'essayer de comprendre les femmes, tu vas de les écouter.
Ah,
écoutez,
vois, ah, moi, j'écoute pas les femmes, moi, j'écoute pas les femmes.
Il me semblait.
On voit tous que t'as aucune sensibilité. Excuse-moi.
Calmez-vous, je pense que ce que vous essayez...
Oh, tais-toi.
Ta gueule.
Pourquoi?
Elle intervient au milieu du. Tout hystérique, là. C'est fou de faire ça.
Désagréable. On parlait du désir.
Allez, c'est okay. Con, pourquoi on s'embrouille comme ça? C'est elle qui nous coupe, hein, coupeuse.
Laisse-moi te chanter. Allez te faire en. Moi, je passerai pas à la radio.
Et ce qu'il faut bien comprendre, c'est que quand une fille dit non, on peut croire que... Et en fait, c'est non.
Looking back now, it happened so quickly. Uh-huh, the collapse and demise of all rational thought and this little surprise. It's leading to more.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. A full program schedule and program archives can be found at ckuw.ca.
The Wrench is the Winnipeg Repair, Education, and Cycling Hub. Since 2010, The Wrench has used discarded bike parts collected from Winnipeg's 4R sites to educate our community in bike mechanics and keep us all on our bikes through access to bikes and bike repair. We work with dozens of schools throughout Winnipeg to offer Earn a Bike, an 8-week program for teens to learn to rebuild a bike from scratch and take it home with them at the end of program completion. Are you a teacher who wants to bring Earn a Bike to your school? Get in touch. Check out thewrench.ca and look for Earn a Bike. We can't wait to work with you.